Recollections of Borwin. My name is Kevin Maxwell Redfern. Maxwell is my father's brother's middle name, who was killed while serving at Tobruk. I was born on May 6, 1945. My parents, George and Ivy, lived at 23 Power Street, Borwin, with my grandparents, William, Bill and Alice Bedford. Pa was a World War I veteran who had been gassed and shot while serving in France, and at the time I was born, he was bedridden and in a wheelchair. Neither of my parents had an easy childhood, my mother's father dying in his early 30s and in the midst of the Depression. Dad was popped into an orphanage with his brother Stan at around 6 years of age, as their parents were unable to care for them. However, this didn't sour my parents on life. Both were very compassionate towards those less fortunate in life and always maintained a very positive outlook. My mother did me a great favour by teaching me to read at a basic level before I started school, having told my grandmother she would make me a reader. Mum was also great friends with Mrs. Shelley, who ran a small library in Whitehorse Road. A voracious reader, Mum would always have at least 3 books on the go at any time. At home, always lots of visits to or from aunts and uncles on my mother's side. My favourite was Aunt Min. Pa's sisters, Ada and Emily, lived in Surrey Hills. Auntie Ada always bought me a violet crumble. Auntie Emily, comics from the Sunday Sydney papers. For a child, Borwin was a happy and safe place. We knew our neighbours, the Thornboroughs, the Weeks, Flannerys, Newbeckers, Crouchers, Elders and so on. Unlike today, when you spoke to an adult neighbour, it was always prefaced by Mr. or Mrs. Life was very regular, getting up to the sound of Leeloo's whistles, a walk to school on weekday mornings, past Ronald Smith's house at the corner of Power Street and Whitehorse Road, past the plating factory, then Clive built cabinets, Mr. Hills the bootmaker, the post office with a look down towards the blacksmith shop, across the intersection with the fascinating clock lights, then a walk home at the end of the day with my best friend Theo Jeffrey. School was a mixed bag. Some teachers were very kind, others were strict disciplinarians, often very harsh on boys from St. John's Home. Homeboys was the pejorative title given them. However, there were happy days, the most memorable being the day the upstairs third grade class caught fire as a result of the school janitor knocking over a kerosene heater. I was in the second grade and, as Auntie Min was visiting, she decided to walk with me to school that day. On arrival, weeping children at the gate as their school was on fire. A pall of smoke over the building and no school that day. Oh joy! One of the best days of my time at Borwin State as I skipped all the way home with my dear aunt. Cinema on Sundays, mostly at the palatial Hoyts at what is now the Shell Garage, but occasionally to the Borwin, now the Palace, usually with parents in the evening to see a comedy, Jerry Lewis or a Donald O'Connor. Sunday school on Sundays. My grandmother and mother were regular attenders in St. Barnabas. My parents married there and now lie in the Memorial Garden. At Sunday school, I was a Bible monitor and still have my prayer book given as second class Sunday school prize for attendance, work and conduct in 1954. While there have been a lot of changes in Borwin, always fond memories and I'm sure still a good place to live.